Let us too. It's the box that rocks. It's Edge of the Box on the Sam Malone Show on AM 1070 and FM 103.3. The answer.
Normally, I live at the bottom of the hour. She makes a visit now at 9:21. Hey, Angela!
Hello, darling.
What's new? What's new in the life of a conservative?
I was listening to your last segment, and you mentioned that Dr. Hotze said add two zeros onto that. I'm hearing the same numbers that there's a now whistleblower that's testified under threat of perjury. That's going to be coming out in a lawsuit coming soon, that the VAERS website is suppressing information, and that the real number of deaths in the United States alone is about 45,000, with hundreds of thousands of injuries. And this is, it boggles my mind that Marjorie Taylor Greene, by simply saying this should be a choice you can make, because now right. we have the lie of ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, that they've been lying to us about. We know that they are effective treatments. Why? What are they doing? Why are they doing this? And that's what people have got to start wrapping their brains around, as to the censorship and all this top-down control and fear and lies. Like, what is the agenda here? So Dr. Hotze is going to be speaking on Saturday at this rally, which I also will be speaking at. It is at the Houston City Hall at 901 Bagby Street at 11 a.m. So I urge all freedom-loving patriots, people who believe in free speech, to get out and support freedom and free speech. Dr. Stella Emanuel is going to be there, Dr. Robert Urso, who are two of the frontline doctors, Dr. Hotze, me, several other great guests. Come out. It's going to be fantastic.
Love it. Yeah, from the CDC's own website that Marjorie Taylor Greene quoted from, although she was low, 6,079 reports of death among people who received a COVID vaccine. It says reports of adverse events to VAERS following vaccination, including death, do not necessarily mean that a vaccine caused a health problem. A review of the available clinical information, including death certificates, autopsy, medical records, has not established a causal link to COVID vaccines. However, this is their own page, recent reports indicate a plausible causal relationship between the COVID-19 vaccine, blah, 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 a rare and serious adverse event, blood clots and with low platelets, which has caused death. And that's what they say. The CDC website. All I'm saying is, how come that's not on the commercial? The way they tag depression commercials with 60 seconds of things that can go wrong if you take the depression medicine, right? It may cause an overreaction. Your talkers may fall off. It isn't amazing that they're not putting on the tag, what's called a legal disclaimer, when they have the commercials for you to get the Wuhan shot, Angela.
Yeah, compare and contrast that to what they said about the Rona. Which, you know, if you had a motorcycle accident, they put the Rona. If you had the flu and you died, you had the Rona. Heart attack, you had the Rona. Diabetes, you had the Rona. So compare that to what they're doing with actual injuries from this vaccine. And I know why Trump did this. I get why he did it. But we've got people that are very nefarious running this. And it's way beyond our comprehension what the actual agenda is. But they lied to us about how COVID was causing all these deaths when it's actually, by the CDC's own number, only 6% of COVID deaths were reported actual COVID deaths with no other comorbidities or other causes. So compare that to how they're censoring.
Right.
Real injury, real death. These videos of people shaking uncontrollably, moaning and groaning and crying. I mean, it just breaks your heart. How people are magnetized, how their veins light up. It's like, what the hell is going on here? And the scariest thing of all, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, your show, go ahead. I was going to jump in on the whistleblowers, like the Ivory Hecker of Fox 26. I got her on my show about 3 weeks ago. I got her on the national show to say how they're not allowing her to report on it was hydroxychloroquine.
Right.
April Moss, also, she was up in Detroit. She's a whistleblower. Project Veritas is on fire because there's many more coming forward, as they wink, wink, kind of said wink, wink, on our show, whether it be on or off the air. This has the newsrooms in a panic. Same thing, I believe, in the healthcare industry. From the rumblings I'm hearing, can never say it out loud. There's some pretty there's a a bunch of men and women who are not happy with the things, and they're ready to step forward and have already given their story. From what I've heard, it's pretty damn scary, and heads will roll. It's just a matter of who will go first and who will go second, especially in the newsrooms, the corruption of this. Not even talking about the side effects to the point where, you know, it's not on the commercial. Angela Bach, now it's your turn.
Right. So there's also an interesting one who's been silenced is a man named Dr. Robert Malone, who was the inventor of this PCR test, which he has said from the beginning, the PCR test was never meant to diagnose COVID. They were running the cycles up to 40 cycles, which meant that they were catching dead virus particles or stuff that wasn't even really COVID, but they were calling it COVID. And now he has come out and said that there have been people telling him, you need to get security because your life is in danger. These people who are whistleblowers are literally putting their lives on the line because these vaccine manufacturers, big pharma, the government, big tech, the censors, they're going to be on the hook for this, and they know it. When the lawsuits start coming, if they think Trump clocked fast in a lawsuit for censoring him and kicking him off Twitter and millions of us, including myself, who've been deplatformed, if they think that's going to be something, wait until the lawsuits come when we discover that they censored the efficacy of hydroxychloroquine on purpose. They censored the efficacy
of the pharmacological. They're immune right now, but you can go after the bosses.
You can go after the people who censored. You can go after the government. Listen, they're going to find a way to hold these people accountable.
I know, but I think that it goes, Angela Boston's favorite commentator, it goes back to the ivory hackers who I got on the show to spill it. There are many ivory hackers out there. And now that she went first and April Moss went second, even the local TV stations, my insiders tell me they're sweating, absolutely sweating. So it kind of gives me joy. That's why people say, why am I always upbeat? Why am I always happy? Because first of all, the pendulum, man, karma is a biatch. You know that. And the pendulum's going to swing back so hard. It's just a matter of how many will be, oh, yeah, I was going to say something. I was going to stand up when they censored my news story. You like that?
The pendulum is going to swing so far back, it's going to knock all these dumb lemmings right off the cliff, and I cannot wait.
I know. You'll notice the ones who got the shot because they got three eyeballs.
Avoid them because they're shedding deadly virus into the air. Avoid them.
And according to the news, only 18 boys in Hartford had an adverse reaction with the heart inflammation. Only Hartford. Not Houston, Los Angeles, Denver, Philadelphia,
Hartford,
Miami.
Connecticut.
Just Hartford. That's the only place where the reactions took place among teenage boys who got the Wuhan shot. All right, Angela, get back to work doing whatever the heck it was you were doing.
Okay, I'll see everybody on Saturday, Houston City Hall, 11 a.m.
That's right, and you'll be there with our great conductor, Stephen Hussey. Have a blessed day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Angela Bach, conservative commentator.